Illinois State University's new athletics director says the pandemic could have some lasting impacts on college sports. Kyle Brennan tells Eric Stock athletic departments have found efficiencies that could remain even when fans are filling arenas and stadiums once again.
I can't wait for that day. And when we can get fans back and we can have life somewhat normal. I think what we're going to do is, from my standpoint, is hopefully take some of the things that we've learned out of this and use them moving forward. For example, I think there's a lot of savings that can be made in the way that we meet and interact with each other. Now, for me, there's nothing that replaces the personal and in-person kind of meetings and meeting with folks one-on-one and getting to see them. But I think there's a lot of opportunity we've learned from Zoom and other things to make our lives a little better. So I think it's trying to capture the things that we've learned out of Zoom, out of the pandemic, to the best of our advantage. But what it looks like exactly when it ends, not really sure.
So it sounds like you're talking about travel costs being reduced. Where would that be reduced?
Well, you know, there's tons of meetings that take place, and you know, you go to the NCAA meetings, you go to the conference meetings. There's all different types of things that occur over long distances, and I think that there's some savings that could be had there.
Of course, coaches are all about needing to build and maintain relationships through their recruiting, through the coaches they hire, etc. Can there be any savings there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've talked to some coaches who think it's actually been quite nice to recruit during the pandemic. They can get the family on the phone, have a Zoom, and they feel they accomplish just as much as they do sometimes as going in person in a visit. Now, that's not the same for every coach, but I would look for some of that maybe across the industry as we move forward to limit some of the travel, limit some of the recruiting. I mean, there are some sports that really have no what we call dead periods. So essentially, they're allowed to recruit all year. And so I think putting some limits on some of those would be some cost savings that we could do. Obviously, you can't stop competition travel. Because we need to do that, but the recruiting travel might be a possibility industry-wide, but we'll all have to analyze that as we go.
Will budget cuts or program cuts be necessary as you work through this difficult time where fans are not able to come to games?
And budget cuts are not in our plan. For us, I've got to come in and understand the budget. I've got to come in and understand the revenues that are coming in and expenses that we have, and I have not had the chance to do that. So I can't honestly answer that question fully because I don't know the finances yet, but I can tell you that my expectation is to come in and try and find ways to avoid those things. So my mindset is not about cuts. It's about how can we improve.
Fans are eager, of course, to return to live sports, but even pre-pandemic attendance wasn't where the university wanted it to be, and maybe this is a problem across college athletics. How do you get more fans in the stands once it's safe to do so again?
Yeah, I think that's a great question because, you know, there are a lot of alternatives for our fans to engage and to watch. But I don't think anything replaces being in person. And I think selling experiences and moving forward, I think that's going to be important for us. Hopefully post-pandemic, I think people are going to be excited for the opportunity to return to congregate and to be together. And so we'll be looking forward to that and take advantage of that as well. But I think what we need to really focus on is making our games an experience.
One of the most visible roles that an athletic director takes on is hiring and evaluating and sometimes firing coaches. How, if you could walk me through your thought process on that, how you go about doing that, and does that change in a year like this where so much is out of place or not where it would typically be?
The world has turned upside down. It's definitely a different year. I think in a normal year for hiring, we're looking at coaches. I've always looked at people who are hungry, who are intelligent, who've done more with less. You know, people who have found a way to be successful where they've been and necessarily haven't had all the resources that they need to be successful. Because when we bring people to Illinois State, we want to put them in a position to have great success. And so giving them the resources they haven't had maybe somewhere else is a goal that we have. But not everyone comes from a different, you know, from a lower resource institution. So for us, we're looking for also intelligent, competitive, hungry people. I've yet to meet a coach who's hungry, intelligent, and competitive who usually doesn't have success. So that's what we're looking for. As far as letting anyone go, obviously that's something you have to look at case by case, and it's not on my radar right now. And in a pandemic year, I think all those evaluations get changed because everything's so different.
And shortly before you came to ISU, the athletics department had implemented an action plan to address what many student athletes on campus and even some coaches had said was a systemic problem of ignoring the struggles of the Black community, the Black student athletes and other minorities. You are now left to help implement that plan. So if you can give me your thought process on what how you will look to implement the points of that plan.
I haven't had the chance to read the plan. Like I said, I start January 15th, so that's one of the first things that I want to do. So I can't speak to the plan, but I can speak generally to the subject and can tell you that one of the things that I really learned from our student athletes on the interview process is that their voices need to be heard and we need to listen. So for me, it's about getting in, listening to our student athletes, and understanding where they're coming from, trying to bring all of us together, not just student athletes, but us in athletics. And in a broader sense, the university and community, and trying to, you know, get us on the same page and move forward together in a way where we treat everyone with respect and we give our young people the opportunities to be successful that they need. So for us, it's about inclusion and finding ways to build bridges and communities. So we look forward to that when we get to campus.
That was new ISU Athletics Director Kyle Brennan with Eric Stock. He replaces Larry Lyons, who's retiring after 33 years with the university.